Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the fifth episode of the fourth edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this fourth edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatloshatpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch tells the fallen watchers their fate, but the story becomes another flashback to the time when Enoch's experience as the first prophet of Almighty God began. The details of the very first extraterrestrial abduction of a human being in the history of mankind appear in this part of the story, and there are some serious similarities to modern reports of alien abductions, but none have been as detailed as the original and first ever alien abduction testimony. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Surveyed the veiled faces of the assembled angels who gathered to hear his righteous words. He said,
"This is the book of the words of righteousness, according to the command of Almighty God, who is holy and great, and the reproof of the watchers, who came down to this planet in violation of God's commandments for them. In the vision which came to me last night, I perceived in my dream that I was speaking with the tongue of flesh and with my breath, which the Mighty One has put into the mouth of men, that they might converse with it. I speak this knowledge from my heart, and that he has created and given to men the power of comprehending the word of understanding, and he has created and given to me the power of reproving the watchers, the sons and offspring of God in heaven. I have written your petition, and in my vision I have seen that what you request God will never grant you, not ever, for as long as the earth endures, for all of its days."
The event of Enoch's abduction was fantastic to him. He struggled with the words necessary to explain the event, so his logical conclusion about what had happened was that it was only a dream, a vision of God's merciful presence. He paused momentarily as many wails erupted among the fallen. All of those wayward watchers knew Enoch's vision was not a dream, and that he had actually been in the presence of El Shaddai. Their tears spattered sparks that sputtered on the gravel ground. Once the disturbance among them settled, Enoch continued,
"Judgment has been passed upon you. Your request is denied. From this time forward, never shall you ascend into heaven. God has said that he will bind you in the prison of angels for such a time as the world endures, and the end of it will be yours. However, before these things, you shall behold the destruction of your beloved sons. You shall not have them with you, and you will watch them all fall before you, slain by his sword. You will not entreat mercy for them nor for yourselves, but you will weep and supplicate in silence, because God no longer hears you, and your offspring are not his."
Thus were the words of the book Enoch wrote, and the telling of that vision of punishment to the condemned. Afterwards, Enoch left from the presence of those fallen ones. The Elohim returned and took Enoch away into the heavens again, and he remembered how it all happened when he first met them. Climbing the slope of the nearest mountain, upon seeing strange clouds and disturbances in the sky above, the wind swept in strong currents all around, Enoch hurried in his pace and climbed to a height that he might be able to see what was happening. Becoming enveloped with a mysterious light from the heavens, Enoch looked upward from his place on the ground, but he could see nothing of anything other than the sky above, the strange shimmering of a light, and the cloud covering it. behold, in a vision of clouds and a heavy mist all around, appearing, surrounding, and inviting Enoch to be calm, while agitated lights like stars and flashes of lightning made him jump and impelled him forward, pressing him upon winds that lofted him in flight and accelerated his body into the heavens until he was floating motionless, arriving at a wall built with stones of crystal clear blocks. A doorway appeared open and a vibrating flame surrounded it, and Enoch entered this tongue of fire despite great terror. Entering into a spacious habitation built with crystal stone, Enoch saw that all the walls, the pavement of the ground, and all the surroundings were formed of these same crystal stones. The ceiling above was open to the stars with flashes of lightning and cherubim of fire moving about the expanse in a stormy sky. A flame burned around the walls, lighting the room, and the doors ablaze with fire all around the frames. When Enoch first entered this dwelling, this place to which he ascended, he was as hot as fire when he approached, but he became as cold as ice inside. There was no trace of any life or any delightfulness of an earthly thing. Enoch was instantly terrified, being overwhelmed, fearfully shaking. He fell upon his face, being violently agitated, and trembled uncontrollably. He dared to look and beheld another habitation, more spacious than the one where he first entered, and every entrance to it was open. The two habitations merged and became one enormous, heavenly sight. In the middle of that vastly open area in front of Enoch was a vibrating flame. So great was its brightness and its points of light, glorious, magnificent, and in magnitude indescribable. The extent of it all and its splendor, there are no words to say. The floor of this next room was on fire with light, and in the ceiling above were lightning flashes and stars in glory, with the roof all ablaze in fire and light, allowing no darkness at all. Attentively, cautiously, Enoch looked around the room. He saw that there was within it an exalted throne. The throne had the appearance of frost or ice, while its circumference resembled the orb of the sun, and there was the sweet sound of cherubim emanating from it. From beneath this mighty throne there were rivers of flame, channels of conduit that flowed energies alternating in a current, pulsing into it so that it glowed with the brilliance of the sun. The throne of God was like an enormous television. And to look upon this antediluvian revelation was frighteningly difficult. And the Great One in His glory was sitting upon this throne, with His robes brighter than the sun, and all about Him was whiter than snow. None could see the face of the Shining One. No angel was capable of penetrating this light to view the face of Him, the glorious and the effulgent, nor could any mortal behold Him. There was a flaming fire all around Him that none dared touch Him. This light was a great extent that it continued to rise up before him, so that not one of those who surrounded him was capable of approaching. Among the myriads and myriads who were before him, none approached. To him, holy consultation was needless, yet the sanctified did not depart. Those who stayed near him either by night or by day, nor were they removed from him. Enoch was trembling so greatly. He advanced forward, covering his face with a veil that he might not see or be seen to look upon the face of the one true God Almighty. Then the Lord spoke with his own mouth, and he called out to Enoch, saying,
"Approach hither, Enoch, upon my command, at my holy word."
God's Spirit raised up Enoch and brought him near to the entrance of that throne room of the glorious and almighty God, and Enoch directed his eyes to the ground, though he knew not what had happened to it, or where he was any longer. Suspended in the space of the expansive throne room, Enoch was like a rag doll in his tattered earthly garments. He listened to the Lord God who spoke, and he said,
"Hear me. Do not be afraid, O righteous Enoch, scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear me. Go and say to those watchers on earth The former angels of heaven, those who have sent you to pray for their forgiveness, tell them this. You should be praying for men, not men praying for you.
There was a booming sound like thunder in God's voice. It was obvious he was angered, and he continued to speak.
Wherefore have you forsaken the lofty conveyances of holy heaven, which endure forever and have lain with the daughters of men, to have defiled yourselves with the flesh of women, have taken to yourselves wives, acting like sons of earth, and begetting an abominated, mutated, and impious offspring? You, being spiritual, holy, and possessing eternal life, have polluted yourselves with women, have begotten flesh of your flesh in carnal desire, have lusted in the blood of men, seeing it spill upon the earth, and have done as those who are flesh and blood do. Those who do these things, however, die and perish.
There was a brief moment of silence throughout the chamber. These words were very stern, and God continued.
To those ephemeral beings I have given wives, that they might cohabit with them and bear sons, and that all of this might be transacted only on earth. From the beginning you were made spiritual with eternal life, and you were not subject to death the same as mankind. Therefore, I did not make wives for you, because, as spiritual beings, your dwelling is in heaven.
Enoch found himself again being the scribe for the Lord God Almighty, who continued to speak and tell him further what he should say to the fallen angels.
Now these giants, your children, these abominations, who have been born of eternal spirit and earthly flesh, only on earth shall they ever have any habitation, and on earth they shall be called evil spirits, because evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh upon death. They were not created from above by my design or blessing. You, the watchers, were their beginning and primary foundation. Evil spirits shall they forever become upon the earth, and the spirits of the wicked they shall be called. The habitation of extraterrestrial spirits shall be in heaven, but upon earth shall be the habitation of terrestrial spirits, born on earth in flesh that I have not made in heaven. These spirits of the giant shall be like clouds of darkness, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon the earth. They shall be the cause of weeping, wailing, and lamentations. They will not eat any food or drink, and they will forever hunger and thirst. They shall be concealed from the sight of men, and they shall not rise up against the sons of men and women, having no power of their own. They will come forth during the days of slaughter and destruction, to be the cause of torment for the souls of men who die as murderers.
Well, this concludes episode 5 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 1 through 6 of part 1, canto 3 from the 4th edition. All of the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyatlosha Publishing YouTube channel. Enoch's description of the holy conveyance has been discussed by many experts and self-appointed researchers in various fields of science and theology that have been studying this book and other evidence on the topic of extraterrestrial originating phenomenon. In addition to descriptions of unidentified flying objects in other Hebrew literature, as well as writings found in the Bhagavad Gita, Quran, and other ancient texts, The testimony of Enoch is the most specific and first-person related telling of the earliest recorded visitation to Earth by an extraterrestrial species that become known as the Elohim, the Watchers, and Angels. References to these beings appear throughout many other texts by other authors after that time. The existence of extraterrestrials should not be a mystery, but the validation of this truth continues to be a mystery. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am